Yeah, that's good.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Fajitas with Faith. This week, we are joined with a special guest, one of my old friends from high school, actually, Tyson Morrissey.
Thank you for welcoming me, Faith.
You're welcome. So today, I'm going to describe the setting for you for a little bit. So we decided we were going to film this in our old English teacher's garage. And you might think to yourself, what the heck are you doing, Faith? So we actually decided on this location because Tyson and I actually met during our high school English class.
That's right.
Good times, good times.
You sure were.
But so now that we got our setting out of the way and whatnot, we're going to divulge into a little bit about Tyson. So Tyson recently published a book. People face many choices every day. Happiness is one of them. So, Tyson, I just want the audience to get to know you a little bit better and more about yourself. So, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. I love that topic. So, I graduated and now study at Cornell University, where I teach ethics and morals.
Nice.
Thank you. Go Bulldogs. Little shout out there. I have three kids in high school.
Nice, nice. Okay, so now I just want to get into a little bit more about what your book's really about, and I don't know, just tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, sure. So my book talks about the definition of happiness, not just like the Google definition of it, but a little bit behind the science of it and what really happens in your brain. And then I talk about what affects happiness and how they are your choices.
Nice, nice. Okay, so what really pushed you into this category, or what made you want to write this book?
Good question. I consider myself to be a happy person.
Oh, I would agree with that.
And people always ask why I'm so happy, and I just felt like it was kind of a choice, just a thing you do, and it made other people happy. So I thought it was a great topic to talk about.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, so what are your main points throughout the book that you really want to get across to your audience?
Well, I just want people to understand that some of happiness is a choice, and that what you do affects other people just as much as your own actions affect you.
Okay, so you can agree with the statement that you believe happiness is a choice, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so see, I don't know. I'm kind of on that edge right there. I don't know if I can really believe that. So I'm just going to throw a scenario at you real quick and see your side of things, okay?
All right.
Okay, so let's say someone had a loved one or a beloved pet or something of the sort pass away, and, you know, they're really distraught and really upset over it. So can you tell me how happiness is a choice in those kind of scenarios?
Well, that's where I really believe that happiness is a choice, but not direct. Like there's a choice you can make to be happy.
Right.
I talk about this in my book when I talk about treating yourself, or how you just, I don't know, hang around the right people, we'll say, or you just surround yourself with things that make you happy.
That makes sense, because I've heard a lot, you are who you surround yourself with, you know? So that makes sense. If you surround yourself with positive people, you're going to have more of a positive outlook on things. Is that sort of right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're saying basically you can choose to be happy in certain moments. Like how can you do that?
Well, I believe just by putting a smile on, you're halfway there. It really helps not only you, but other people when you have that smile. And that's why I said hang around other people that are in, that have a positive outlook on situations. Right. And then you will sort of show that as well.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So going into the more scientific side of things, can you explain the chemicals you mentioned, or the I don't know, you said there were processes that go on in your brain with happiness relating to that. Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, sure. So in the brain, there's like a reward center called the VTA.
Okay.
And there's a couple of chemicals that are released when you when you experience pleasure, and some chemicals like dopamine or oxytocin, serotonin, and some endorphins, they are released in the brain and they go to that reward center. And then that's where you get happiness.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can I just ask you what you really want your audience to take away from your book and the main message you really want people to walk away with?
So kind of like what I said before, I just want people to have a better outlook on situations. They don't need to choose happiness or really like strive for it, but they just need to be more positive in certain situations.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to discuss one other topic.
Yeah, that's fine. You go for it.
All right. I believe it'll relate to a lot of people in the audience.
Okay.
So do you have a pet at home?
Yeah, I actually have a little cat named Kitters.
So those animals that everybody loves, they also help with your moods and, you know, and happiness.
Really?
Yes, they do. And some people even say that they help relax their muscle tension and pulse rate.
Wow, that's interesting. I had no clue about that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I wrote this book.
Wow.
Most people think cats and dogs, but a lot of people actually think fish, because they're so calm, help with their pulse rate and muscle relaxation.
Wow, so the calmness of the animals you surround yourself with, along with the people, can also correlate to your own happiness and your calmness?
Yeah, and it can actually happen the opposite way, too. If you're always energetic and excited, then your cat or dog might be, too.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, for sure. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Is it already? That was fast.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure does.
Okay, that'll wrap it up today, folks. And I want to make sure each and every one of you that is listening goes out and purchases Tyson's new book with the coupon code
Fajitas with Faith.
Thank you, Tyson. So, yeah, you'll get 10% off the new book, and I just want you guys to read it and then maybe tweet me what you think, some ideas, me and Tyson. If you want Tyson back on the show, let me know, and we can make that happen. Does it sound like a plan?
Oh, it sure does.
Okay. See you next week on
Fajitas with Faith.